Hello, welcome to Healthy Relationship with Grace. How are you today? God's hands are on you for good today in Jesus' name. It's as well with your soul. So we're going to continue the topic, why marriages fail. Last week, we were able to identify infidelity in no sex situation. We talked about emotional infidelity, emotional neglect, poor communication, long separation, that all these can cause marriages to break. Okay, we'll continue from there today, and I'm going to start with financial conflicts. Conflict. This can lead to the end of a relationship. You see, in the economy we are today, it is not enough for the man only to be gainfully employed. His wife must have what she's bringing to the table, no matter how little. That is when she's an helpmate. That is when she's a good helpmate. You know, when you look at the life of the Proverbs 31 woman, you see that she's up and doing. She's adding a lot of values to her family, both financially and in good deeds. So if a woman's financial needs cannot be met by her husband for a long time without a ray of hope of when things will change for better, she may leave the man without a blink of an eye. Some women don't have the virtues to wait or to have patience. So when they say that things are not working well financially, they'll say, I'm going to the next level, I can't wait. So it's not all women that have that patience, though they need to learn it. And it's very important for a man to be gainfully employed, to be able to support his family, because the Bible says if a man cannot provide for his household, he's worse than an infidel. And God, when he created man, he first gave him job before he gave him a wife. So you need to work, you need to have a source of income, even more than one source of income, to sustain you and your family. Okay, a relationship that is devoid of affection and appreciation will end up in frustration. A relationship that is devoid, that lacks affection and appreciation, will end up in frustration. Human beings are created to stay around those who appreciate and celebrate them, even for the little things they do. So when this is lacking at home, they tend to seek it somewhere else and hover over anyone that cares to feed them with it. Okay, so I want you to learn to appreciate your spouse more and to appreciate your partner. Say good things to him or her for even the little things. Even if he move, help you to move some stuff from one place to another, say thank you. Be appreciative, okay? Another reason why marriages fail is domestic violence or abuse. This ends marriage quickly. It's even advisable that the abused partner seek urgent help, lest the marriage ends his or her life. See, if you're in an abusive situation, you will not be happy, and you need happiness to even fulfill life, to fulfill purpose. Abuse is a terrible thing to experience because it deprives the victim of joy, comfort, and happiness, and in return, inflicts untold pain emotionally and physically on the abused. So when people with low self-esteem or unhealthy values get married to each other, there is a temptation for them to want to compete with one another instead of completing each other. So untamed ego, pride, and insubordination towards one another will erode the beauty of companionship and partnership in marriage. See, there is not supposed to be a competition between you and your spouse. You're meant to complete each other. You're teammates. You're working towards the same goal because you're one. You're now one flesh. So when competition becomes unhealthy between couples, it could cause divorce if not checked on time. Okay, divorce can be a thing of the past, and I'll be sharing on this next week. I want you to know that it is possible for you to have a great marriage, to have a great relationship, because that is God's intention when he started a relationship in the Garden of Eden. It is well with your soul. I reach out to you. I pray for you that you receive insights, God's wisdom to take the right step and make the right decisions concerning your relationship. Log on to www.embodimentofgrace.com to read great articles on relationship, and you can connect with me on Twitter @grace_festus. God bless you.